Here they are again, Harry and Thelma Duff. Gerald and Phyllis Loder, next door friends and neighbors.
Darling, we've had a visit from Bonus Man.
Bonus Man?
Mm-hmm, from Old Mutual. This time the bonus is bigger than ever. 200 million shared by over 500,000 families, including us.
Uh-huh. How do you know all this?
From our bonus statement from Old Mutual. Take a look.
Isn't it great to have a partner who works for you like Old Mutual? All of a sudden, we Robinsons are worth a lot more.
Why do more and more men rate Gunston great? Because Gunston has what it takes to match a man's taste. Gunston gives you the best tobaccos a man can get. Flavor rich and rewarding. Match your taste with Gunston Toasted from Rhodesia's best tobaccos.
The last cup didn't taste all that good to me.
Oh, but I thought it was perfectly all right.
No, there was something odd about it. It seemed to have a strange flavour.
Oh, Thelma, there isn't anything strange about pineapple flavour.
Hey, pineapple? How on earth did you get pineapple flavoured tea?
Oh, well, it's easy, really. I ran out of milk, so I had to use a little bit of pineapple yoghurt instead.
Yoghurt, yeah.
Oh, yogurt is very good for you, Thelma.
Yeah, that may be, but not in tea.
Well, I rather like it.
Yeah, well, you drink it then. And you can have my second cup too, if you like.
Oh, all right. What about another sandwich?
No, thanks. I still haven't recovered from the... Didn't anyone ever tell you that if you're going to make kipper sandwiches, that you're supposed to take the bones out first?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they say that you learn something new every day, don't they?
Oh.
So, Thelma, has Harry got himself a job yet?
No, not yet, Phil. I don't think he's trying very hard. You know, we're not short, as you know. He seems quite happy living on the dole, but it's beginning to get me down a bit.
Well, why don't you do something about it, then?
Like what?
Oh, why don't you go out and get a job?
Hey, work?
Oh, why not? At least there'll be some extra income coming in above Harry's dole.
Oh, yeah, well, but, I wasn't really cut out for that sort of thing, was I? I mean, what could I do?
Oh, anything. Why don't you become a secretary?
Can't type.
Oh, well, what about a bookkeeper, then?
I can't keep books.
A librarian.
I just told you I can't keep books.
A cookery demonstrator.
Oh, no. I'm no good at demonstrating.
Sales lady?
Selling was never my strong point.
Oh, well, I don't think you're trying very hard either, Thelma.
No, I suppose you're right, Phil. Well, come on, then. Let's find something that I can do. Eh?
I know. Why don't you open a thrift shop?
No, I've tried that before once, remember? I didn't sell a thing, and Harry ended up turning it into a bed.
Oh, yes. How about a takeaway food shop, then?
Oh, no, I don't... actually, that's not a bad idea, Phyllis. All I have to do is talk Harry into it.
Oh, do you think that'll be hard?
Probably, but I'm sure I can find some way around him. Oh, that's good thinking, Phyllis. A takeaway food shop it is.
Do you believe it, eh? 7-1. How on earth can a soccer team get beaten 7-1? Did you hear that, Phil? 7-1.
Yes, Harry, I heard. It's shocking, isn't it?
7-1. I think I'm going to have to change teams.
Yeah, so, Harry?
7-1.
Yoo-hoo, Harry!
And Daisy May went down in the 340. Epsom can't be very good for that horse. She's let me down 3 times now.
Oh. Yeah. Harry.
Didn't even finish in the first 4. No, I don't know.
I said, Harry.
Oh, what do you want? I'm trying to read the paper.
Well, I just wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, well, later, Phil. No, I always read the paper in the evenings.
Yeah, but you've been in that one for 1.5 hours already.
So, I enjoy my papers. I get a lot out of them.
Which is more than can be said for what I'm getting out of this evening.
Oh, blimey, you're in one of those moods, are you? All right, Phil. I'll talk to you. What did you want to talk about?
I was wondering about,
What?
Do you think I could... it would help, really.
Thelma, will you please yak about whatever you're trying to yak about so that I can get back to my paper?
Yeah, well, it's like this, Harry. I want to,
Oh, hello, more interruptions. Come in!
Hello, Phyllis.
Well, that's really put the mockers on the evening. Yes. Well, what do you two want?
Well, we were just passing by, you see, so we thought we'd pop in and entertain you for a while.
Yes, thanks very much.
Oh, that's all right, Harry. I thought you needed a bit of laughter in your otherwise miserable existence. Well, come on, Harry, have a bit of a giggle there. It'll help you liven up.
I'm quite alive as I want to be, thanks.
Well, what about you then, Thelma Ann? Yes, there you are. You see, you feel much better now, don't you, eh?
No.
Have you asked Harry yet, Thelma?
Hey, ask me what?
Oh, you haven't?
No, not yet, Phil. I was just about to, though.
Aye, this sounds dangerous. Come on, Thelma. Ask me.
It's like this, Harry.
Shall we go, Thelma?
No. You better stick around. I might need a bit of moral support. Now, what I want, Harry, is, Well, you see, it would help.
Oh, blimey, Phil. Come on, get it out.
Well, it's,
Thelma wants to open a takeaway food shop, Harry.
Oh, is that all? A takeaway food shop?
Yes, that's right, Harry. It'll help with the finances.
Oh, you must be kidding, Phil. You open a takeaway food shop? The only thing you can cook is bangers and mash.
Well, Phyllis is going to do all the cooking.
Are you, Phyllis?
Well, why not, Gerald? It'd be a bit of extra money for us, too.
Oh, yes, that's right. It would, wouldn't it? Yes, let's do it.
Yeah, what do you mean, let's do it? You think you can go ahead just like that? Things like this cost money, you know.
Yes, well, I've worked it all out, but it wouldn't cost more than about £500 to open it.
£500? 500 knicker. Oh, you forget it, Phil. Right now, forget it.
Yeah, but Harry, we've got a bit of money put away.
Not on your life, Phil. The answer is a big, fat, firm no.
Oh, but Harry.
No, Thelma. And now that we've finished that conversation, come on, where's my newspaper? Oh, no, Thelma. Don't come that old lot. Look, just forget it, Thelma. Oh, will you, Thelma? Knock it off. Oh, blimey, Phil, you'll have the fire department here in a minute. You see, they're here already. Come in.
Oh, hello. Oh, it's me, Percy, remember?
Yes, I've tried hard to forget. What do you want?
I've come to prevent a disaster.
Disaster? What disaster?
Well, whatever it is that's going on. There I was out for my evening stroll going down Blossom Avenue, just minding my own business, when all of a sudden, as if from nowhere, but definitely from somewhere, I heard the strangest noises emanating from one of the houses on your side of the street.
No. They must have been further down the road, mate.
No, it wasn't, because on further investigation I perceived that it was originating from none other than your house, Mr. Duff.
Eh?
So, I stood transfixed outside, trying to determine what manner of man, or beast, was making that strange wailing noise. And then it struck me, in all its horrendous horror, someone's killing a cat, aren't they? And with none other thought save the salvation of that poor pussy on my mind, I dashed up to your door and knocked upon it.
Oh, Percy, you are brave.
Oh, not at all, my dear, no. I was only thinking humanitarian suits. Of saving one of our four-legged friends from a ghastly fate. Where is poor Tiddles? Or Samantha, or whatever her name is.
Her name's Thelma.
Thelma? Yeah, that's a funny name for Kate. Hang on, your name's Thelma too, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, fancy you having the same name as a cat.
Yeah, well, I am the cat. Oh, I mean, that was me.
What was?
Well, that noise you heard, I was crying.
Crying? Oh, well, I made a mistake then, didn't I?
Yes, you did indeed, mate.
Oh, dear, I thought the RSPCA was going to be so proud of me. Here, what were you crying about then?
Well, Harry here won't let me open a takeaway food shop.
Won't he? No. Oh, you are rotten.
No. Just a minute, mate. Just a minute.
You're even nasty. Shame on you, poor Thelma.
Yeah.
Go on, let her open one.
Oh, yes, come on.
I've said no, and that's it. My final word on the subject is no. Oh, blimey. All right.
Oh,
you can have it.
Oh, Harry, you
will you just shut up?
Oh, Harry. Do you really mean it?
Well, I haven't got much option, have I?
Oh, thanks, lover boy.
Put me down. And there's one condition.
Hey, what's that?
Well, I've got the money, but I don't want to spend 500 quid on this. You'll have to find someone else to put up half.
Oh, but Harry, where am I going to find someone to do that?
Oh, it's all right, Thelma. I'll put it up.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hang on. You're forever moaning that you're broke, Gerald. Where are you going to find the money?
Oh, it's easy, Harry. There's nothing to it.
Isn't there?
No. Do you think you can lend me £250?
Every General R280 radial has 364 little safety studs between its treads. The studs are there to brace and stabilize the treads and help stop them fidget under stress. And the fact that we've reduced the fidget in our treads explains why the General R280 brakes so well, corners so well, and has the longest possible life. General R280 radials. The long-living tires.
Smirnoff times aren't planned, they just happen. All you need is a bottle of Smirnoff and a little imagination. Phone your friends, bring on the mixers, and have yourself a breathless experience.
Because Smirnoff vodka makes you be yourself 99 and crystal clear. Smirnoff into breath.
We open next Monday. I found the shop and it started with the fittings.
Oh, all right, Bill. But you know, there are a couple of things you haven't thought about yet.
What?
Well, what are you going to call it?
Yeah, that's a point, Phyllis. You haven't thought of a name yet.
Oh, yes. I wonder what we should call it.
It's a pity you haven't got a lisp, Thelma.
Eh? What do you mean, got a lisp?
Well, if you had, you could have called it Thelma's Snappy Snack.
Spare me.
Yes. And then again, it would have been easier if you'd been called Thelma.
Thelma, why?
Well, for Thelma's Snappy Snacks.
Oh. Gerald, you aren't really helping, you know.
Well, then, seeing as we're both equal partners in this, Harry, why don't we call it a combination of the two names?
What, you mean Harry and Gerald?
No, Phyllis and Thelma. We could call it, Thelma's.
Thelma's? No. Phyllis's. That's much better.
No, Harry. Filmers has a far more authentic ring to it.
Yeah, but Phyllis's. Filmers. Sounds much more better.
Phyllis. Listen, be quiet.
Filmers.
Be quiet. they're both idiotic. What do you think, Phyllis?
Why don't we just call it something simple like the snack shop?
Oh, no, no, Phil. Every snack shop in London's called something simple like the snack shop.
Mm.
No, I think we need a name that's a little more exotic.
Hang on, I've got it.
What?
Well, how about calling it Fanny's Face Feeders? Fanny's Face Feeders.
Oh, you've got to be kidding, Harry.
Why? You said you wanted something erotic.
Exotic, Harry.
Eh?
Eggs.
Oh, well, something like the fried poach, then.
Fried poach? What are you on about now?
I'm just trying to help, that's all. You were the one that started on about eggs.
Eggs? But, well, never mind. Now, what was the other problem you thought of?
Well, it wasn't a problem, Del. I was just wondering how you were going to open the shop.
Well, I thought I'd just sort of walk over to the front door, put me under the handle and pull it down so the door would swing open.
That is hardly what I meant, Thelma.
Oh, well, what did you mean then?
Yes, Harry, what did you mean then?
Well, I mean the official opening. Don't you want to get someone important in there to cut a piece of tape and give a bit of yak about what a boon it is to the community and all that jazz?
Ooh, yeah, that isn't a bad idea, lover boy. Who can we get that's important?
Well, I'll see if I can get the day off next Monday.
Oh, that's good, Gerald. Then you can help Phyllis cut the bread.
No, Thelma. I meant that I'd be available to cut the tape, you know, perform the opening ceremony for you.
You? Oh.
Oh, I don't see anything funny in that, Thelma.
We said somebody important, Gerald.
So, aren't I important enough? I am the fourth assistant personnel officer at Glover's, after all.
Oh, but we need someone just a little better known, Gerald. That's all the same.
Oh, but would you like me to ask the third assistant personnel officer, then?
No, not even him. We need a really big name. Someone like Prince Charles.
Prince Charles opening a sandwich shop? Thelma, he's got far better things to do than that.
Oh, like what?
Well, well, he's got some very important things to do.
Yes, like decide whether he really is going to get engaged or not.
Oh, all right then. Well, how about Prince Philip?
Now, I think you're setting your sights a little bit high, Thelma.
Oh, I think so too, Thelma. But I've got an idea.
Oh, here we go. Now, this could be exciting. Speak up then, Phyllis. Don't be shy. Let's have you go.
Well, I know someone who's got a friend, who's got another friend, who's the absolute living image of Prince Philip. It could be his double. Well, nobody can tell the difference.
Oh, I see what you're getting at, Phyllis. What a good idea. Mm. You're thinking that we could get him to come down and open the shop and kid everyone that he's Prince Philip. That's what you're thinking, isn't it?
No, I think it's a pity that he's dead.
Dead? Well, what's the point of bringing up if he's dead?
Oh, it makes things easier, doesn't it? Instead of having to find someone who looks like Prince Philip, all we've got to do is find someone who looks like my friend's friend.
Yeah, but Phyllis, can't you see? If we find someone who looks like your friend's friend, he'll automatically look like Prince Philip.
Yeah.
So why don't we forget looking for someone who looks like your friend's friend and just look for someone who looks like Prince Philip?
Oh, you could do it that way, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. You've been a great help, girl.
Well, we'll never get anyone who looks that much like Prince Philip. I think we're wasting our time.
Yes. Well, someone's got to open the place, though. Who are we going to get?
And so, my friends, I would like to stress once again...
Do you have to?
Well, indeed, yes, Harry. I would like to stress the importance in our community of a venture such as this, and I would like to congratulate them on their far-sightedness in providing our little borough of Wimbledon with yet another snack shop to serve our ever-growing needs. My heartiest congratulations to them all on behalf of every citizen of Wimbledon. And may their undertaking be nothing but profitable for all concerned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Phineas. I feel that every one of us in this community should take a lesson from these four fine people, myself included. And do our little bit towards helping others.
Oh, come on, Gerald. Knock off the cobblering and declare the place open.
But Thelma, everyone has to hear my speech first.
Everyone? There's only the four of us here. Oh, come on now. Cut the tape.
All right, then. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the focal point of the morning. The ceremonial cutting of the tape symbolizes...
Gerald,
will you cut that tape, mate? Come on.
Oh, very well. I hereby have great pleasure in declaring this ship shop open and bless all that sake, I mean serving her.
Yeah, and about time, too. I thought you'd never get there. Right, let's get the doors open and let in the hungry hordes.
Oh, all right, Thelma, all the food's ready and laid out.
That's right. Here we go. Stand by. Oh.
Well, where are they, Thelma?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's nobody here.
What? No queues?
No. No one at all. Oh, well, I better drum up a little business. Come on, get it!
Here, watch it, Thelma. You'll attract the wrong sort of customer that way, mate.
Well, anybody is better than no one. That shop is now open. Take my food, dancing scappers. Step this way to the cheapest meals in town. Ooh, somebody coming. Behind the counter. Come on, be smart, everyone. Right. Here he is. Hey, good morning, sir.
Oh, it's all right, Thelma. You don't have to call me sir. Yes, it's me. And I bet that I know what you're thinking.
I'll guarantee you don't. You couldn't think such nasty thoughts.
You're thinking, isn't it nice of Percy to come along on our opening day to see how we're getting on? Why don't we give him a sample of our wares just to prove to him that we appreciate his kindness and generosity? Isn't that what you were thinking?
No!
Pity. Still, it was a nice try. I suppose I'd better buy something while I'm here, hadn't I? What have you got?
Well, it's all written up behind me.
Oh, yes, so it is. You really have got a choice here, haven't you?
Yeah.
I think I'll have a salami, cheese, gherkin and olive sandwich. No, hang on. A salami, egg, cheese, gherkin and olive sandwich on rye bread.
Right.
No, hang on. A salami, egg, cheese, pineapple, gherkin and olive sandwich on rye bread.
All right, then, Percy, I think we can...
Oh, no, just a minute, now wait. I think I'll have sauerkraut with it.
With sauerkraut, right.
And onions.
Yes, and onions.
With a side helping of potato salad.
Yes, with potato salad.
And anchovies.
Anchovies, anything else?
Oh, no, I don't think... Oh, wait a minute, yeah. I'll have coleslaw in the sandwich as well.
Coleslaw, right. Well, here we are, Phyllis. The first order coming up. One salami, egg, cheese, pineapple, gherkin, olive, sauerkraut, onion, and coleslaw sandwich on rye bread. With a side helping of potato salad and anchovies.
With mayonnaise.
Oh, right. With mayonnaise.
Right. One salami, egg, cheese, pineapple, gherkin, olive, sauerkraut, onion, and coleslaw sandwich on rye bread. With a side helping of potato salad and anchovies with mayonnaise.
That's what I am, Phyllis.
Yes, Gilma. I'm going to be myself.
Well, Harry, how's the takeaway food shop going after its opening day?
Oh, like a bomb, Jerry, mate. Much better than I ever expected it to go.
Good. Do you think we'll be able to retire soon?
Yeah, well, not quite immediately, but one of these days, well, we should be able to.
Good. I can hardly wait.
Well, you're just going to. Oh, and I must congratulate Phyllis sometime. Apparently this was her idea. It's one of those where nothing can go wrong. Absolutely nothing can go wrong.
Tomato for me.
All right, Thelma.
And I think I'll have a toasted bacon and banana.
Right. Now, who's next, please?
toast and kidney and sardine and one liver and bacon.
Right, sir. Billy! Four toast and kidney and sardine and one liver and bacon.
Right, Gilmer!
Oh, and while you've got the kidney and sardine out, I'll have one as well.
I must say you're looking a bit tired since you started work, Phyllis.
Oh, not at all, Gerald. I'm feeling fine. Here's your supper.
What? That supper? A French loaf filled with ham and horseradish?
Well, I brought it back from work, dear. I didn't have any time to cook when I got home.
Oh. Which half would you like, Phyllis?
Oh, no, Gerald. It's all yours. I brought one home for me as well.
Well, come on, Harry, now. What do we take this month, eh? Where's the profit, sir? Come on, let's have it. Ooh, lovely, lovely lolly. Give it here now. Come on, let's have it, eh? We're in the money. The skies are sunny. We've got a lot of body change.
All right. That's enough. Now, as I have any...
He's going to announce the full profit. I know he
I'll
will.
I'll belt up, Gerald.
That I have snack shop.
There you are, I see. I told you, eh? You've done what, Harry?
I told you, Gerald. I sold the business.
Why?
Well, aren't you getting a bit tired of eating sandwiches for breakfast and lunch and dinner?
Well, yes, but still, I don't see why...
Anyway, I flogged it to Percy for 500 quid, so we came out square there.
You sold our business just because you're tired of eating sandwiches?
Well, I've put on at least 10 pounds this last month,
mate. Well, yes, so have I, but it doesn't...
And another thing, Gerald. The profit for the entire month came to exactly 16 pounds.
16 pounds? But we were making a fortune in there.
Oh, we were, yes. But where you and I have put on 10 pounds, Phyllis and Thelma have put on about 30.
30 pounds? I thought she was looking a bit large. Have you put on 30 pounds, Phyllis?
32, Gerald.
Nah,
I've put on
31. You see, Gerald, working in a sandwich shop turned them both into compulsive eaters. Everything they heard ordered, they had to try for themselves. So there it is. We would never have made a profit. They've eaten this month's away already.
All right then, Harry. Could I have my £8 share of the profits, please?
Well, sorry, Jerry, that's gone too.
Gone? Eh? Where?
As a deposit on Thelma and Phyllis's slimming. In as I pay the rest, you owe me the 42 quid balance of payment as an half share. Now, come on, cough up.
Come on,
pay up. Come on, Jerry. Don't listen to me. You just give me my money. Come on. Give me your share.
Mazda the other day. It's a great new car, the people all say. It's got a rotary engine that goes round and round instead of pistons that go up and down. My old engine goes. But my new Mazda goes.
Mazda Rotary. Just three basic moving parts. So reliable it has an engine guarantee of 2 years or 40,000 kilometers. Go Mazda Rotary. Get ahead. Craven A, Britain's quality export cigarette. Exported to 140 countries, Craven A is renowned throughout for uncompromising quality, rich, smooth flavor. Now made in South Africa, Craven A filter in two packs, red for Virginia, green for menthol, both in king size at regular price. Craven A, a tradition of distinctive quality.
That was Snick Snack with Valerie Miller Brown, Jim Williams, Gillian Lumberg, David Horner and Frank Graham. Tonight's show was written and directed by Brian Squires and produced by Tom Mir. Listen again to Springbok Radio next Monday at 9:30 for another half hour's nonsense from our friends and neighbors.
Jeff, what's the first thing you'd do if your daddy said he was taking you to Europe on holiday?
I'd buy some skis.
Mm-hmm.
I'd buy a dartboard and darts to type with.
Oh, you're going to play darts on the plane?
No, when I get to Europe.
And what's the first thing you do?
I'd see the Standard Bank about travel deal insurance.
You would? Yes. Travel deal insurance, eh? Why?
Because Daddy said he won't go on holiday without it.
This is Springbok Radio, and now it's Malcolm Gooding's turn at the microphone, and he's a lovely lad, so we must give him his turn, and it's 10 o'clock.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.